Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, November the 5th. A lot to discuss today, right? Today I want to talk about James Harden to the Sixers. There's some reports that the Sixers are interested in James. And I want to talk about that in the first segment. In the second segment, I want to talk more about, you know, the Sixers, some of my expectations for them this year. And thirdly, you know how we do the tidbits. So in the third segment, we're going to talk about some just tidbits here and there, things that come to mind. But, you know, for some of you people who are first time listeners, I'm Keith Pompey. I'm the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I've been on a beat for 7 years. This is going into my 8th season. In addition to that, I have the Locked On podcast, of course. I think this is probably my 5th season covering this podcast, having this podcast. But it's one of those things where if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. I have the same same handle for Instagram, Pompey on Sixers, and you can read the stuff on Inquirer.com. But in regards to James Harden, right, initially, I wasn't high on it because I felt like, you look at it and you say it's not really a good fit. What I meant was I thought maybe the 76ers were going to have five out. They were going to turn Joel Embiid into the league's biggest stretch five in the league. James Harden would have the ball. He would just dribble out the clock and, you know, and then all of a sudden just launching threes, right? And the more I think about it, I can see why the 76ers would go after a James Harden or would be extremely interested in James Harden. Now, the only thing about when you go and you get a type of player like James Harden, you have to give up something. And you have to give up something. Now, it seems right now that the Sixers are really, really, really in love with Joel Embiid, right? So if you're Houston and someone and they want James Harden, then you got to give up Ben Simmons. Now, the only thing with that is I don't know if Ben Simmons and Russell Westbrook can play together. I mean, it's weird. Like we all said, we didn't know if Russell Westbrook and James Harden could play together. We didn't know if Chris Paul and James Harden could play together. For a year, it worked out for Chris Paul and James Harden, right? The thing about Ben Simmons and Westbrook, they both need the ball. And even if Ben is like a stretch four or whatever, I don't know how that's going to work. I just don't. Do I like Ben Simmons? Yes, I do. Would I be a little fearful of getting rid of a guy like Ben Simmons? Yes. I know that some people are saying, like, hey, he can't shoot the jumper. I get all that. Some people are saying he struggled in the playoffs. I get all that. But there's something inside of me that's saying, like, I don't know if I want to do it. But at the same time, when you hear of a guy like James Harden, and you see that he's a former All-Star. Excuse me, take that back. Made 8 consecutive All-Stars. He's a former MVP. He's a perennial All-NBA first teamer. You say to yourself, he is arguably one of the best guys you can get. You say that. And you look at the window that's about to close. Or some people may even said their window closed in regards to winning the championship. You look at Harden and you look at Embiid and you figure out, like, wow, if Harden can stretch the floor, what he does in the perimeter, that's going to open up a lot of stuff for Embiid. And they want to win. So, you know, you see and you're saying to yourself, wow, maybe that might work. You know, maybe. Now, initially, I was saying, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I want to do it. But then when you think of it, and you think of, like, how the 76ers have always had a top five player in the league. I mean, as a kid growing up in Philly, the Sixers have always had a top five player. You know, they had Dr. J, who was the man. When I was a kid, Doc was the man. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about Michael Jordan, and so they should. But before Michael Jordan, it was all about Doc, right? So then all of a sudden, then Charles Barkley comes around. Charles Barkley is a top five player. Top five. He was the guy, right? And then Charles Barkley leaves, and then it becomes, then it's all about AI. So the Sixers have always had a first-team All-NBA type guy. They don't have that right now. I mean, Joel Embiid, to me, is great. Great player. You know, I think he can be a top-five guy, but he hasn't been a top-five. You know what I mean? Like, my opinion, your opinion, doesn't matter. He hasn't been a first-team All-NBA type of player. He hasn't. You know, he hasn't received that. He hasn't received, I mean, he doesn't have that on his resume. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have it on his resume. But James Harden does. He does. And when you look at it and you say to yourself, like, wow, okay, Joel Embiid, James Harden. Because you say, well man, okay, Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Okay, they may be in that category. They are in that category. Stephen Clay, LeBron AD. You know what I mean? It's like that's the two. So I'm starting to feel it a little bit. Not really feel it, but I'm starting to understand where the Sixers are coming from. You know, another thing that I understand is, or one thing that you need to understand is how good Built Bar protein bar is. I'm telling you, y'all, this is the best protein bar out there. I mean, I say it over and over again. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I feel like I need to repeat myself. I feel like you guys need to understand how good this protein bar is. And if you like chocolate like I do, you have to go get it. You have to get a try. So let me tell you this. I'm going to help you guys out today, right? Like, I'm going to help you out. What you need to do is you need to go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and get a little percentage off your next purchase. I'm telling you, you need to do that. You have to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. Well, listen, I just want to thank you guys for listening to that first segment. Now, what you need to do is, in addition to getting Built Bar, you need to download and subscribe to this podcast. You can go to anywhere you subscribe to podcasts at and subscribe to Locked On 76ers. Not just this podcast, but get as many podcasts as that you can on the Locked On Network. Remember, Locked On 76ers is the only Sixers podcast that comes to you 3 to 5 times a week. 3 to 5 times a week during the off season, 5 times a week during the season. So don't miss out. Do yourself a favor. Now, you know, when I look at this Sixers team, I'm really intrigued. I am. Like, I'm intrigued. You know, there's something about this draft is, you know, we don't know. A lot of people know about Daryl Morey, you know, as far as him being the gunslinger in regards to trades. In regards to him to making big free agent signees, right? But it's weird because, you know, he gets hired. He accepts, I mean, he officially becomes here with the Sixers last week. The draft is November the 18th, right? Today is November the 5th. So the draft is within 13 days. So typically you have an idea of what a team is going after. Now, they're the 21st pick, so it's kind of like best available. You know, they have certain guys, but they got to make sure these guys are around. But typically, in years in the past, when the Sixers had a lottery pick, you identified a certain guy. And you're like, hey, they're going to go after and they're going to get this guy. You just figured it out and you had a great idea of this is the guy they want, right? So right about now is one of those things where we don't know. So there's a lot of intrigue. You know, there's a lot of intrigue. Like, is Daryl Morey going to make a draft day trade? Is he going to blow this roster up? Is he going to move up? I mean, what's going to happen? Like, honestly, what's going to happen? And I touched on this the last podcast I had. I'm really intrigued to see what they're going to do on the defensive end. You know, they got Dave Yeager, they got Dan Burke, two defensive-minded coaches. I'm intrigued to see who the final coach they're going to add to their coaching staff. You know, because they have a space available. You know, I want to see how, you know, as much as Doc Rivers says he's always motivated, you know, I want to see how motivated he is right now. I mean, think about it. You know, the guy got fired. We're talking about one of the greatest coaches of all time who recently was fired from the Clippers because they underachieved. And a lot of times when teams underachieve, somebody has to be the fall guy. He became the fall guy. So I want to see how he's going to be motivated. I want to see how Tobias Harris is utilized. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm really intrigued about this season. I am. I really am. And I think that this is going to be a great year. I mean, great year. I shouldn't say that. Take that back. I think this is going to be an interesting year. See, to me, a great year is getting to the NBA Finals, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and losing in seven games. You know, right now, they have the front office that people say that they have the cachet, so to speak, you know, to make people take them seriously. But this roster still has some flaws, right? You know, they have some flaws. So, when I say a great year, I misspoke a little bit. It's going to be an interesting year to see what type of moves they're able to make, right? So, you know, like to me, like a guy like, you know, who's going to be the backup center? Honestly, who's going to be the backup center for the Sixers? I mean, are you going to stick with Al Horford? Are you going to keep him? You know, like if you don't make a trade, are you going to go with Al Horford at the four, Tobias at the three? You know, personally, I think Tobias's best position is playing power forward. He's a matchup problem at the four. I mean, he is. You know, and if Ben comes back, I want to see, is this the year that he takes the next jump? Next jump to the next level. Joel, I want to see what type of condition he's in. I know that right, at least right now, he appears to be extremely happy. You know, is he going to go back to being the same old fun-loving Joel Embiid that he was 2 years ago? You know, there's a lot of things I really want to see with this team. A lot. There's a lot that I really want to see with this team. You know, how is it all going to work out? You know, is it going to be... You know, and let's face it, like, this is a pivotal year, man. I mean, because you got Brooklyn, it's going to be good. The Boston Celtics are going to be good. The Miami Heat, what are they going to do? Can they make another run back to the finals? Milwaukee, they have to be motivated. You know, there's a lot going on this year. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, again, wherever you subscribe to Locked On, I mean, wherever you subscribe to your podcast, you can subscribe to this Locked On 76ers podcast. Not just the Locked On 76ers podcast, but all podcasts that on the Locked On Network. Again, as I said before, we come to you 3 to 5 times a week during the off season and 5 times a week during the season. This is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that do that. And then also, it does that. Also, you can follow my stuff in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Go online to Inquirer.com and go to the Sixers page and you get your updated Sixers stuff, right? You know, it seems like the season is going to start on December the 22nd. The NBA Players Association has been contacting players all week, and they're going to have a meeting today, the Board of Governors and all that. And the meeting is going to be, everybody thinks they're going to pass it. I mean, let's face it. You know, we're talking finances, right? So while some players want to wait, and it's not ideal for the teams who won the championship to be starting like 7 weeks after they won, I get it. They were in the bubble, right? They were away from their families. You know, you want to be home. But when you start talking about money, and you got $500 million to $1 billion on the line, you know, you can understand why people are pushing a comeback, right? We all get it. We all understand it. You know, I'm excited. And I said this in earlier podcasts, that I'm excited to get back to work. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, what's this, November the 5th? You know how like on your phone you have like, you take pictures somewhere and you get these memories. And, you know, I'm forgetting, like, whoa, like, I remember 4 years ago, I was in Indianapolis the night of the election. It's funny, you know, I couldn't sleep that night. There's something about, like, elections, I cannot sleep. So I remember, like, going, like, laying in the bed, in the hotel room, watching the election, going on my phone, and I'm hearing everybody says Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton won, Hillary Clinton won, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Donald Trump wins. And I'm like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? It was one of those things. And I'm saying to myself, well, dang, all the pollsters said she was going to dominate, you know, but what happened? What happened? So now it's like, you know, so I'm so used to being on the road when stuff like that happens. And, you know, it's just different. I mean, it's different. I enjoy the time that I'm spending with my daughter. I really do, being at home and stuff like that. So that's a bonus. But it's like I want to get my normalcy back. You know what I mean? But it's a weird time because now you're saying to yourself, okay, I know the draft is coming up in 13 days, right? But I need to rest up now. Right? Because you say to yourself, like, okay, they're going to have the draft, boom, on the 18th. 2 to 3 days later, it's going to be the start of free agency, boom. And then, like, 9 days after that, it's the start of training camp, boom. And then after training camp, is from December the 22nd all the way up until, like, what, June or July, it's going to be the NBA, right? They're going to play 14 games a month. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nonstop. Now, again, no one knows how it's going to be. Initially, I'll be honest with you. Initially, I wanted them to wait a little bit. Because the reason why I wanted them to wait a little bit is because I wanted to have fans in the stands. I wanted that atmosphere back, right? But it seems like it may not happen. But the best thing I think now is like, hey, get it over with. Let's just do this so the following season we can have that normalcy, right? But again, everyone wants to be there. You want it to be just as normal as for myself, for selfish reason. You want it normal as normal as it possibly can, for selfish reasons. I get that. So now I'm hopeful and I'm praying that things will loosen up, like things will get a little bit better. We get a vaccine, things get better, and fans could come on in, and then we could have it. But man, you know, I really can't wait to like have it the way it used to be. See, this is how it used to be. So, you know, you go through the season. July is like summer league. After that, the league shuts down. And everyone goes on vacation, and you come back in September, and you're like motivated, fired up for a long season, and you do it again. This year has just been different. It's like a lot of like on the edge of your seat, not knowing what's going to happen. So I just can't wait to get back to the way it used to be. You know, I want to thank y'all for listening, and I want y'all to have a blessed day. and have a blessed weekend. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.